Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you've spent most of your driving life shifting gear, the change to an automatic car can feel a little strange. Well, get used to it. The majority of available second-hand cars are automatics. The first time this has happened, and among new cars, that gap is even wider. We're joined by Paddy Common from Dundeal Cars. Afternoon, Paddy.
Afternoon, Sean.
Yeah, so this was kind of inevitable, I suppose, this change.
Yeah, it was. When we saw the switch over from manual to automatic in the new car market back in 2021, that switched over and it hasn't looked back, and now they're overwhelming the majority now in terms of automatics. They're about 75-80%. So that has now trickled down to the wider used car market as well. So for the first time we've seen now automatics in the majority. There's now about 52,000 automatics on Dundeal Cars and only 41,000 manuals. So there's been a big switch.
Yeah. And is that a reflection of what's being manufactured or a reflection of preference among drivers?
Very much so on what's been manufactured. So if you look at the cars that have become popular in Ireland, hybrids are now the biggest sellers, and that's electric cars obviously have come on stream, and both of those just don't need a manual gearbox. So, you know, in the case of an electric car, it's only one gear, and in a hybrid car, the car is switching between battery and petrol power dozens of times a minute, and no human being would want to do that. So it's really down to the market dictating, and that is trickling down, of course, to everyone else, because there soon won't be a need for people to learn manual transmissions, and that's it's going to go the way of the dodo eventually.
Huh. Now, but it's still the case that you can, if you're going for your license for the first time, you can just do an automatic test or a manual test.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been an increase in popularity of people just sitting for the automatic license, because they invariably see that they won't need it. Maybe the family car, especially younger people. I've talked to some driving instructors this week, and they're saying that, look, you know, we previously would have had manual cars. Now we've had to change over in some cases to automatic cars because people don't want them. They don't want to know how to do it. Even some of the bigger driving schools have had to adapt and have now a huge amount of automatics where they might have only had one or two previously.
Yeah. Now, but automatics have been around for a long time, even before the era of the electric car. So,
absolutely, yeah. They've been around for decades. In countries like America, where would have been really difficult to find a manual gearbox. They just didn't like them. But in Europe and in Ireland in particular as well, for the majority of years, it was manual that was the preference. But it's the last couple of years we've seen this switch.
Yeah, but was there a perception back in the day that automatic cars, more can go wrong with them?
It wasn't. There was a little bit of that, but it was more so that they used an awful lot more fuel, and they were a little bit clunky as well. So they weren't, and they cost more to produce at the time as well. So there's been significant savings, and from talking to some of the manufacturers this week, they said that the automatics now are way more efficient. So in terms of CO2 emissions, that the manual gearbox could never compete with the automatic. So a lot of the cars that are being sold as manuals now, and of the top sellers in manuals in Ireland, the replacements of those will almost certainly be automatic in the next couple of years.
So would it be fair to say the technology for automatic cars has improved and made them more efficient and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. There's almost negligible difference between fuel economy. In a lot of cases, it's better than a manual transmission. So, you know, previously, if you were changing gear yourself, you might have been a bit more efficient, but now the automatic transmissions have got so clever that it can do a better job than any human can. It'll be a shame to see that die away. For a lot of people who really love their cars, that they'll enjoy that process of changing gear. And we all remember learning and having that sort of a tenuous moment where you're trying to get that biting point and bunny hopping down the road. But for a generation of people, that'll be a thing in the past.
Yeah. So does that mean that no manufacturers will make manual cars anymore, even for a minority who might like them?
We're getting to that point. There are still some around, but I would imagine for 2026 now, I would suspect by 2035 anyway, there almost certainly won't be any, because even the smaller cars, like if you look at brands like Toyota, hugely popular in Ireland, they now do not sell any manual transmission in a passenger car. So even the traditional Yaris and those small cars, which would have always been manuals, are now all automatic because they're hybrid. So it's a matter of time. I would say within 10 years, we won't see them at all in any shape or form.
Even in very expensive, high-end cars?
Yeah, for the high-end cars, the first to go, really, to the automatics. Now, the luxury cars were always, went to automatics very quickly. Now, the pure driver's cars, the Ferraris and the likes of those, they have dispensed with them as well. And Porsche still do have one or two, but for the higher-end models, because there's so much power in these cars, and a lot of them now have to be hybrid as well, we're starting to see all of those turn into automatic. They will give you the feeling and the impression, and there's brands like Hyundai who have an electric car which actually simulates changing gear yourself. You can flick through these imaginary gears. They're not actually changing any gear at all, but it gives you the sound of it gives you the feeling of it, but it's not actually doing anything.
Yeah, because they have a name to who the next James Bond is, but in the James Bond film there's always a sequence usually at the start where he's driving his fancy sports car and he's being chased by 10 dozen villains. And he's always skidding, and there's always cut up a shot of him changing gear in some sort of very dexterous way. So now they won't be able to do that. He'll just be press a button and sit there.
I think they're going to have to keep going back in time, which is what they did. If you remember the last few Bond films, he was back in his Aston DB5 because I don't think the modern ones, I don't think it would be that sexy to see Bond scorching down the road in an EV. So it probably mightn't be on brand.
It might not. Paddy, thanks a million. As ever, there was Paddy Cumming there, Head of Automotive Content and Communications with Dundeal Cars.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk, conversation that counts.